Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. I'm pretty damn sure of that. And it's the 7th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6, then mute. If you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today, it is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and then a low of 42. We got the weather and all that out of the way. We're going to run through our first little step aside here, and we'll be right back. Take your brain. If I'm the one that you see, remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go look at some stupidity and outrage. Because there's a plenty of it. I have to remember, I have to look at that every day, that bastard. You don't understand how evil Klaus Schwab is. You fucking are living under a rock. Biden goes off script again. They kept telling me I got to keep wearing a mask, but I don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked into him. I mean, what is going to happen? These guys just have to fall over and die. Then Mitch McConnell and that fucking Joe Biden is walking around. Mummies. Shit, I don't look something funnier than that. Like this here, we're going to mention Liberty Safe. Liberty Safe's a company that sells safes. You don't want to do any fucking business with them because they suck FBI dick. Liberty Safe let FBI seize customers' gun safe contents without a court order. By Jordan Boyd, the Federalist, Liberty Safe willfully granted the FBI backdoor access to one of its customers' gun safes because the federal law enforcement agency demanded it. Indeed. Well, that's enough, man. I mean, these non-governmental agencies, they got the fucking power here because we, the people, won't exercise the real fucking power. The feds called the manufacturer of his Liberty gun safe and got the passcode to get into it, all for protesting at the Capitol over 2.5 years ago. Conservative YouTubers, the Hodge twins, alleged in a post on X on Monday, and we're going to be easing. Here comes election stuff. Here it comes, people. We're going to work it in there, and you're not even going to feel it when it comes. You know, I was thinking about it earlier. You know, that problem action solution. I've told you guys before what system they are fucking running this whole operation under is goddamn Dianetics. I mean, plain and simple, the Scientology. I've read the book five fucking times, and I mean, this problem, reaction, solution. Let's look at that. problem, reaction, solutions. You know, you have a problem. They scare you. Now, you guys wonder why when you go up to try to wake somebody up and you have documented proof right in your fucking hands and they cringe and they go away. It's because they're fucking scared and they don't even know why they're fucking scared, because they've been programmed all their fucking life. All their fears fucking accumulate when fucking they're, you know, tasked with looking at something unpleasant. And so you show them something unpleasant and the fear kicks in. When fear kicks in, the analytic part of your mind shuts down and the moronic part of your mind starts up and it starts going after other fears. And so you go and you give them another document. You say, God damn, you can't ignore both. And that just, all it does is makes it worse. It makes the fear fucking worse. What you need to do is you show them something. And if they, you know, and they show the what you expect, that the, like the disbelief or whatever, it's fear. It's not fucking nothing short of fear. Just say, hey, what are you afraid of, man? Don't forget about this document. Go home, sit down and figure out what you're afraid of. Because the logical thing to do is to attack this and get rid of the fucking fear. And I mean, that would probably work better than trying to convince people who are so fucking indoctrinated and so fucking brainwashed that they don't know up from down. Nathan Hudges, the 34-year-old owner of the compromised Liberty Safe, was arrested at gunpoint and charged last week with one felony and three misdemeanors related to his presence in the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, during the raid on his home. The FBI ransacked his house and attempted to confiscate the firearms from his safe. Well, I can see what the problem is right here, can't you? Anybody out there? What's the fucking problem? Gun was in the safe. Gun should have been out of the safe and should have been dropping those motherfucking illegal son of a bitches coming in there in their non-governmental capacity to fucking force a fucking corporate fucking dictate on a fucking goddamn individual free sovereign national. It was up to him to protect his fucking rights. Well, they had a warrant. Yeah, I want to see the fucking warrant. It wasn't a common law warrant. The man was, these people, they don't know who the fuck they are. I talked to a guy on the phone, man. It was about something else. But, I mean, this is like an exact kind of guy about my fucking phone, to be telling you the truth. But, you know, we start talking, and I told him what I do. And I'm taking off my hat, my banker hat or whatever the fuck he was with. And he says, I want to ask you some, and he starts asking me questions. I end up doing another fucking show. It was 45 fucking minutes explaining the Bill of Rights to him, but he was understanding. And he was going to the site and he was going to get the series on the Bill of Rights and he was going to listen to it, because people out there are fucking scared. They're fucking desperate. But some aren't so fucking scared, but they do want to understand. And the more that understand, the better. I think you guys know that. During the raid on his home, the FBI ransacked his house and attempted to confiscate the firearms from his safe. Well, that's the problem. Like I said, they were in the fucking safe. They should have been blazing fucking away at those fucking unlawful, without jurisdiction, corporate motherfucking thugs coming into your fucking, breaking into your fucking house with a fucking warrant from fucking King Charles in another fucking country that did not pertain to you. But if you knew your fucking rights, you could have fucking met that head fucking on, and you would have been, and you had the right to shoot those son of a bitches. That I guarantee you, that would no work from no common law court, that you are absolutely guaranteed to come with one of those fucking paper pissed out fucking warrant.
It was a computer generated.
There you go. Bring one of them on, you son of a bitches, man. I mean, I'm fucking, I'll treat it like what it is. I'll write down on a piece of paper, I can shoot you, and then we'll fucking be even. Anyways, down here, safe companies like Liberty are not necessarily required to comply with law enforcement requests for combos to break into one of their purchasers or purchased products unless a court orders them to do so. Well, there ain't no fucking court that can order you to fucking do so, because there ain't no common law courts. The people are entitled to the common law. If they fucking knew it and fucking asserted it, they said, you don't have a warrant. Well, where's the goddamn, this is not from a common law court. It doesn't fucking apply to me. I'm an individual free sovereign national. My goddamn rights under the fucking law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable law, are absolute. This is insufficient. This is fucking unlawful. Leave or die. Liberty, however, claimed it is their company protocol to give law enforcement entry and access to its products as long as those agencies possess a warrant. Well, I want to see that fucking warrant. And it wasn't from a court, and it wasn't for his fucking safe. You know, a warrant has to fucking state what you expect to find, exactly what you expect to find, and where you expect to find it before you ever enter the fucking house. And if he didn't have a warrant for that fucking safe, I mean, he would have had to say, I expect to find fucking AR-15, fucking 308, whatever in this safe that is in the living room. And if he didn't fucking find it, that would be fucking perjury, and he would have to fucking answer up. You'd take his ass to court and fucking have him fucking strung up. In the first place, he'd have to be doing it as an individual in his individual capacity. That's the only way you can get a warrant against an individual, free, sovereign, national, is in a common law court, which there aren't none. So they can't get a goddamn lawful warrant against you. Just make that sure you understand that. When they come, they are breaking into your fucking house just like the son of a bitch and goddamn gang members. That's what they're doing. The manufacturer's confession that his product security is compromised due to the existence of a master code and is its willingness to work with law enforcement even without a court order did not go over well with several loyal Liberty customers who threatened on social media to cancel their orders and switch safe companies. Good. I mean, but I can understand wanting to lock your guns up if you're going somewhere. I mean, I take care of my guns. Nobody's going to steal them. But I mean, other than that, those son of a bitches ought to be sitting in the corners locked and loaded. Others criticize Liberty for its double standard on safe security. If a customer loses his safe keys or forgets his safe combination, Liberty requires him to hire a certified locksmith to regain entry. If the FBI wants to get into the Liberty customer's safe, all agents have to do is dial up the company and show them a warrant with the customer's name on it. Boycott these son of a bitches. Boycott them. They're fucking Jew government ass suckers. If you need immediate access to your safe combination, you will need to hire a certified locksmith. However, you must contact Liberty Safe first and have the locksmith contact us too. Failure to do so will void your safe and safe lock warranties. you know what these motherfuckers are? They want to be building safes like they have over there in Australia, where they can come in and check and make sure that your fucking guns are all locked up, where it take you fucking 5 minutes. You'd be dead before you get a hold of a gun. Liberty tried to reassure customers that it is still devoted to protecting the personal property and Second Amendment rights. Well, there ain't no Second Amendment rights. See, here's this shit thrown in. No, there is no such thing as a Second Amendment. The Bill of Rights is a single body of fucking law in articles, not fucking amendments. It was law before it was ever attached to that Constitution that never was, without authority from any of the people. What the hell? Let's see where we were.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
The guy that they grabbed was there January 6th, but he was just there in body. He did not do a thing except for being there.
Yeah, but he was a soft target, obviously. That's what the people they're hitting is soft targets. I mean, I ain't got no goddamn fucking castle here, I guarantee you. But they come, and it's a fight to the fucking death. Because you will not violate my motherfucking rights and your goddamn, computer-generated fucking administrative admiralty King Chuck butt fuck warrants ain't worth shit to me. They mean nothing to me but fucking that you're an enemy combatant and I got the right to take you out.
But what I'm trying to point out is that you don't even have to do anything and they come and get you.
Oh, well, we've known that for how long? I mean, he was there. I mean, all those Trump tards that went, I mean, most of them were FBI agents and CIA agents to begin with, leading that group of fools. But there was a coup at that goddamn, Capitol building, and it was a coup by the fucking communists who now have a fucking barbed wire fence up around it and 30,000 fucking troops gathering it. they did the coup and then, well, that's Jew for you. Blamed it on their fucking so-called enemies. Not that I think Trump is their enemy, not one bit whatsoever. But the people that fuck, I mean, if we would have really wanted to take that building, how many people would it take? Get real. And I mean, what, they killed one fucking woman? That was the badasses in there protecting these son of a bitches. If it would have been, a coup, it would have been planned and people would have fucking done it. It's just a bunch of fucking assholes came in there and fucking got people to, agents, FBI agents, CIA agents, came in there and fucking got a bunch of stupid ass people to go up there and do something stupid so that they could cover the real coup, which was the fucking communist coup. They took Capitol Hill and they took the goddamn fucking White House. They have fences up around it. They have 30,000 troops up there fucking guarding their asses. And they are wreaking fucking havoc on our country. People can't see the trees for the forest, I don't believe. Foremost Liberty Safe is committed to preserving our customers' rights, and we will remain unwavering in those values. The company did not, however, immediately reply to the Federalist question about whether it plans to beef up its code-sharing policy in an effort to follow through on its pledge to preserve customer rights. Not all gun-safe companies readily hand over access to their customers' product, even if law enforcement demands it. A spokesman for Fort Knox, a national gun safe and vault company, told the Federalist that his company would only divulge safe combinations to law enforcement if a court specifically ordered it. But you can't even do that. I mean, this man here, he might think he's, oh, I'm doing the right thing. But there is no court to order it, because it would take an individual filing from an individual in a common law court to get a real warrant with fucking the authority to fucking act on. And so we play this game, we keep playing this game like there is a guy, the justice, what they're calling your justice system is King Chuck's goddamn esquires running this fucking country, and that's the bottom line. The court, the common law courts are there, and the seats on them are vacant, and they know exactly what they're fucking doing, because if they ever fucking, well, when we do open those common law courts, we'll see the goddamn difference. Ordered it or a search warrant specifically named his company. He reiterated flatly that his company would never do what Liberty did without a court order. Well, I'll write you up a court order. I'll just write it down and sign it Joe Blow. I will sign Joe Blow or put an X. You know, it don't just take a fucking warrant. It takes a goddamn Article 4 warrant for any fucking individual, free, sovereign, national. And your fucking warrants are not Article 4 warrants. They're in the wrong fucking jurisdiction. The jurisdiction that has no authority over any American national whatsoever. And that is in accordance with the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people's unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Browning Safe Company, Safe Co., and American Security did not immediately respond to the Federalist request for comment. Their websites also did not explicitly state their policy on granting federal officials entry into their customer safes. Jordan Boyd is a staff writer at the Federalist and co-producer of the Federalist Radio Hour. Her work has also been, or Jordan, her, okay. Work has also been featured in the Daily Wire, Fox News, and Real Clear Politics. Boy, that's some real fucking, I believe in those people. Jordan graduated from Bayer University, where she majored in political science and minored in journalism. You don't even know what that fucking word means. Follow her. No, I ain't going to put you down. But if somebody wants to go over there and wants to look at that bitch, you can. Go for it. I'm not. Da-da. The combined net worth of the 50 richest members of Congress is $4.8 billion. Now, they, you know, they got that through them salaries. People. With an annual salary of $174,000, they would have to work 27,500 years to earn that much money. I don't think they did. I mean, Mitch McConnell and goddamn, what the hell's their name? The highest position of our government on both sides of the aisle are abusing their power for personal, I think, gains. What's going to be next? But Nancy Pelosi, you got this son of a bitch deadhead, fucking Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi up there, these ancient fucking rotten bastards who would have had to work, what was it, 27,000 years, 500? But not if you're stealing, huh, guys? You are dealing, hey, you're McConnell, you're a fucking goddamn cocaine dealer. Your old lady's a Chinese fucking, her dad owns the fucking ships. Remember the ship busted with the fucking cocaine? That old fucking, did he ever get in any trouble for that? Anybody get in trouble for that? Did you ever hear anything else about that? Because I didn't. The city of Highland Park in Illinois is holding a poverty simulation event where woke rich people will pretend to be poor for 2.5 hours while sitting in a comfortable country club. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Larry Sinclair says he had a night of crack cocaine-fueled sex with Barack Obama and that Obama came back for more the next day. Assess for yourself. Here's our interview. And it's fucker Carlson and his shit. The interview is like, it's over 30-some minutes. I didn't go through the interview. I already seen it yesterday when the guy fucking said, told on Barack for playing nasty pee-pee with him. But I believe it. Breaking an illegal win for the Biden administration, DOJ, a federal judge has issued an injunction against the state of Texas, ordering it to remove all 1,000 feet of river boy barriers in the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass, Texas by September 15th. Who, what in the fuck? You say you're secure in the border? And Texas has put these boys out there to fucking stop the fucking passage across the Rio Grande. And you're ordering them to fucking remove the obstacle stopping these motherfucking invaders, to stopping the invasion? High fucking treason, you son of a bitch. And it's the Biden administration, not that he could make a decision. I mean, the son of a bitch, he has to wear a diaper because he can't even decide when to take a shit. It just happens. But he, I mean, walks around like a goddamn mummy. And the people accept this is what is so fucking sickening. New York Mayor Eric Adams explodes. The migrants will destroy New York City and everyone will be impacted. And it's a video of him putting out the word, yeah, you motherfucker, you communist son of a bitch. You fucking wanted them there and now you fucking got them. And you can live with the fucking results of your actions. As polls show, the majority of Americans now opposing further funds to the war in Ukraine, and as a Biden's new request for $26 billion more is struggling to get a House floor vote, Blinken goes to Kiev to announce another $1 billion for Ukraine. I mean, shit. You look up here, okay, yeah, destroying the United States, pumping them in there as fast as you can, turning it into the fucking third world, watching it fucking crumble right before your fucking eyes, watching it being taken from you without due process of the fucking law, watching you be driven under fucking highway overpasses in the wintertime with your children, just watching and standing there and doing fucking nothing. Well, I tell you, that's the goddamn problem, children. We got the law. All we have to do is enforce it. We're in the fucking right. Nobody can argue it. It's written in solid fact that cannot be fucking argued. But we won't fucking do it. Why? Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken made an unannounced visit to Kiev on Wednesday and was expected to announce more than $1 billion in new American aid to Ukraine during one of the highest level of visits by an American official to the Ukraine capital since President Biden made the trip in February. The U.S. aid is expected to include financial and humanitarian assistance, a senior State Department official told reporters traveling with Mr. Blinken. The official said that the United States would also continue to assist Ukraine with weaponry for its counteroffensive launched in June to help breach Russian minefields and clear trenches, you bet. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Friday, it'll all be laid out on the fucking table. A fucking Saudi Arabia's king will be. We seen him yesterday just smiling with fucking Putin as if, you know, we're these fucking $4 and $5 a gallon of gas we're paying for. And that's our fucking boycott on Russia, really getting them. They made record fucking profits and cut fucking production. But people think that this is just like they're bumbling fools. They're not. This is cold. This is calculated. And they're going to empty your fucking pockets right in fucking front of you. And you're going to sit there and go, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. I guess I got to walk. Americans will invest more than $520 million to make Ukraine's energy infrastructure cleaner and more resilient. Of course we will. It's the United States of Khazaria. That's one of our fucking providences. Everybody knows that. This is another video you can watch on over on the trenches if you want. Breaking, your reaction at his first press conference since your reaction at his first press conference since freezing for the second time. Mitch McConnell says Biden has been too slow in giving more assistance to Ukraine in launch. And I've been listening to people, you know, the Democrat, because they're trying to play the goddamn game again. It's almost time for stupidity. It's almost time for the stupid people to. There's the vote. The vote. All right. Change. Trump. Biden. No, fucking idiots. Yeah, it's coming up, and they're going to keep pushing it. It's going to pretty until it's fucking dominating. I mean, you know, there wasn't a whole lot in here about, here's one about the vaccine right here. CDC director says people who aren't up to date on boosters or people who are unvaccinated should get the vaccine for the old variants now, but it might delay the ability to get the new ones that's coming in mid-September. So go get the ones that they've proven don't work, that give you the fucking the heart myocarditis. Go get those. Go get them. Go get those. Hurry up so that you can still have time to get the other one that a fucking, if the myocarditis doesn't kill you, this son of a bitch will. Should I get a vaccine now? Yeah, you should, bitch. Be rid of your ass. Government says the wind industry isn't killing wells, but it is. Here's the proof. Another dead one, nicknamed Faith. They found her yesterday at the A. Orchard South Fork Wind Site, Rhode Island, right next to the Yellow Turbine Base. 71st well killed since last December. Do you think they give a fuck about a well? Come on. We're living in a world where shit, we'd be lucky if we fucking survive. If we ever come up with the goddamn cojones and the balls, or the cojones and the backbones and the fucking goddamn courage to step up and fucking enforce our goddamn law, we might stand a chance of fucking living. We might just stand a chance of fucking living. But, I mean, let's know about the wells. I mean, this is an interesting day for the propaganda, the way it's going. I mean, I think they're sitting there trying to evaluate the last thing they fucking did. It was so fucking confusing. Where were you going with that, with the fear factor? I mean, you want to get people that problem reaction solution. You've got to get the problem first. The problem causes the fear, which shuts down the analytical part of the mind, the logical part of the mind, and you start acting on your reactive part of your mind. You know, like when you're a kid, you touch a hot stove, man. Every time you see a stove, that's going to pop into your goddamn mind. And when you're, you know, in distress or danger, you go into survival mode. They talk about it, fight or flight. Only these people don't have no fight. It's just flight. And I mean, it's ingrained so deep in them. But I try to see which way they're fucking heading with this fucking shit. How are you going to scare me to fucking day, I guess, would be the question. Are you going to scare me today? What's supposed to scare me today? What's supposed to trigger a fucking Ingram that makes me piss my fucking pants and get down on my knees and kiss your ass? I don't know nothing. Anyhow, people, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay. I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces, and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donate. Nope, you can't. Don't mail. Anyway, your contributions are damn sure appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song. Back to the fucking hate and discontent and the shit that we're going to have to fucking cure. Watch KJP officers' laughable excuse for Biden's sudden... Oh, fine, I don't care! You know what? That son of a bitch at the top of my fucking page, he's laying there with goddamn six-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes, smoking motherfucking crack and fucking pedophiling them. And don't bring up none of this fucking horse shit. Don't bring up none of this fucking mammon horse shit. Go take care of that fucking animal at the top of the page. You motherfuckers, you think you can ignore it? We're not ignoring it, and this is going to happen, you dirty son of a bitches. And you, as for you Scientologists, you kind of forgot the first dynamic of fucking survival, didn't you? Because you motherfuckers are not going to survive. You have fucking, you went every wrong way you could fucking go. And the people are understanding you didn't fucking play the game right. You thought you hurried. You had to hurry. I know, man, because your Jew fucking comrades telling you what to fucking do. But your system is fucking failing because it came apart on you because of the way you fucking exercise it, stupid asses. So good for you. Oh, laughable. Goddamn, it ain't laughable. Anti-Defamation League CEO claims people pushing for ban on organization are white supremacists. On the Anti-Defamation League? On Wednesday morning, episodes of CNBC's Squawk Box Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said that those posting on social media for the ADL to be banned from Elon Musk's X were white supremacists. Okay. See what I mean? You stupid asses out there, you see your the individual survival, man, you ain't going to make it, motherfuckers. Greenblatt said after he posted a tweet after a meeting with Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarreno that triggered a number of white supremacists to organize the hashtag campaign ban the ADL. Yeah, it's a non-governmental agency, and it's been exercising fucking unlawful authority in this country. It's an unregistered motherfucking foreign agency for the fucking Israeli fucking government. And it needs to go. It not only needs to go, they need to be arrested and put up against the fucking wall for fucking goddamn espionage. This company went viral very quickly with white supremacists, hardened anti-Semites and other people speaking it across the service. It literally was a trending topic over the course of the weekend. I wonder why. You know, they always talk about those Jews, the poor fucking Jews. Oh, it's just wrong. It's wrong what they do to them. Poor fucking Jews. 190 fucking countries, you got your ass kicked out. It must just be the way you comb your fucking hair, huh? You think that's what it is, or you think you might be some rotten, low-down, parasitic, pedophilic fucking scum that would fucking cut their own fucking mother's throat for a fucking dime? What do you think it is? Why do you think everybody ends up pissed at you and wanting to fucking kill you? Wonder why? Misery maker? You low-down son of a bitch. Greenblatt was asked whether he thinks that Musk is anti-Semitic, to which he said, I have never said Elon Musk is anti-Semitic, and I don't think Twitter as a platform is anti-Semitic. And as we've said here, hate speech is the price of free speech. You betcha, you fucking pricks. But he said, let's acknowledge that when Elon Musk and the platform bring people, hardened anti-Semitics, back on when they validate their ratings when they algorithmically amplify them and allow it to spread, Greenblatt has to deal with the real-world consequences. The real-world consequences, you're pushing too fucking far. You do it every fucking time. But it's only, they'll wipe out the fucking lower level of the fucking Jews, get some gypsies in there and whatever and call it 6 fucking million when there weren't even that many fucking people. Was it 450,000 of them in fucking Europe at the time? But they'll wipe out, they'll kill their own people. Make no mistake about it. These are fucking Khazarian fucking monsters. But the bottom line is you know, what country, I mean, you know, in the beginning of this country, it was unlawful for Jews to come here, like in the 1600s, unfucking lawful. They couldn't come here. Why? Because they fucking, I don't know, maybe the king, he wasn't fucking in on the Jew thing at the time. I know what things have adjusted till they're fucking, they're here now. There weren't supposed to be any attorney, no lawyers, and there wasn't supposed to be no fucking Jews. But you came, and you came to fucking the paradise that people fucking died and bled and, you know, gave up their fucking homes, their families, watched them die to get. And you son of a bitches, here we are 240 some years later, and you cocksuckers, that the goddamn people, you can't stop it in this country. The kids in the colleges, everywhere, everybody's going, it's the fucking Jews, because you know what? When the fucking sun shines, you look up and it's the goddamn sun. Nobody's going to convince you it's the fucking moon. Got it? You fucking, why do people end up hating your fucking asses? Does anybody ever ask that question? If they're such fine fucking people, man, and they're so fucking good and we something we fucking need, something we should have. Why do some, do they end up fucking people fucking for trashing their ass and throwing them out of their fucking country? Because they are fucking parasites. They are fucking goddamn, they're the ones that want to sit there and fucking on their dead asses and fucking sign papers and take every fucking thing. You go out there and you sweat and you fucking create product and you bust your fucking ass for fucking peanuts. Why, you 95% of it, 95 cents of every dollar goes into the pockets of these fucking kikes. That's why, you son of a bitch. Fuck you, ADL. You son of a bitches are going to hang too. You're going to hang under the common law of we the people of December 15, 1791. And you'll be easy to fucking hang because you are so fucking prima facie guilty of every fucking crime under the fucking sun. And, well, we'll just start out with not being a fucking registered foreign agent. You try to act like this is fucking Israel. This ain't fucking Israel. This is the United States of the Americas, you son of a bitch. And all you fucking Judeo-Christian son of a bitches out there sucking Jew dick, you motherfuckers are going to hang too. Get ready for it. And your Christian brethren ain't going to go, well, they just didn't understand. Well, they didn't understand. Well, they better understand. They'll understand now. Everybody will fucking understand because they're going to be hanging hundreds of fucking feet of them at a time. A gallows 50 fucking miles long, pull one fucking liver. It's going to fucking happen. We've had enough of this shit. We know what our authority is. All we got to do, and it's lawful. It is not just our right. It's our fucking duty to get rid of these parasitic pieces of fucking shit, the misery makers, the people ruining our fucking lives. The ones fucking going and trying to fucking pedophile our children, trying to teach little fucking four-year-olds how to be queers. You sickening son of a bitches. You know, fucking, you know, they get down on Hitler and everything, but that was just, the people accepted socialism because it was goddamn something. It was something better than starving to death in the street and watching the fucking Jew motherfuckers fuck little kids on the fucking sidewalk, men dressed as fucking women coming down the streets of fucking Berlin. The fucking people had, they accepted when they could have had our Bill of Rights, is my point. And they could have had fucking freedom and liberty and got rid of those son of a bitches. These cocksuckers cannot exist with common law courts in fucking action. They can't. We take them in there and we fucking take them in front. You don't get to fucking judge and tap your fucking ring on the fucking table, and you can't be fucking hung for killing a goyim. Nah, you motherfucker, you can be put up against the wall and shot. That's what you're going to be. Greenbelt was confronted with reports that the ADO was urging advertisers to pull back their ads from X. That's Facebook, I guess. These reports prompted Musk to consider suing the group of defamation. Greenbelt said, "We are not out here publicly and privately talking to advertisers. They will make their decisions they want to." You're a lying son of a bitch, you motherfucker. I got the goddamn emails way, fuck 8-9 years ago. I got them from my fucking advertiser. You either stop talking about the fucking Jews or the Jews will cut the fucking money off because you control the money, right, you fucking kike son of a bitch? That's the part that they don't throw out in this fucking article. This is the part you don't get to hear. How could they possibly influence anybody. They're only fucking, what, 1.4% of the fucking population that enjoys the fucking highest standard of living in this fucking country. These son of a bitches, I'll tell you how, because they run the fucking goddamn money system. They always fucking have Rothschilds at the top with the fucking Federal Reserve. And if you don't fucking toe the fucking line and suck the Jew dick, well, your credit line goes, bad things happen to you. Because you have to have fucking, you have to be able to operate. That's how you do it, you little Jew fuck. I seen the fucking little video on here, this little prick of talking. Oh, can we do? Oh, you mean fucking? This is why your asses have been thrown out of 190 countries. This is why you will be fucking destroyed. You misery making sorry ass parasitic piece of fucking human excrement. We did call for a pause back in November after the acquisition, and then since then. Since that initial statement, what we are doing is engaging with the management of the company, trying to help them make a better Greenbelt, make it better, Greenbelt said. Yeah, you're engaging with me. You're saying, yeah, how would you like your fucking credit line took? That trenches side over there, they're fucking telling the truth about us, man. They're telling that fucking what diabolical fucking monsters we are. And everybody's starting to fucking see it. So what do you think you might ought to do there, right? So you don't get your credit line pulled, because we control the fucking currency in your goddamn country, which they were never supposed to do, which is why they weren't allowed here to start with, because that's what the motherfuckers do. They can't fucking produce shit. They were talking about that Iron Dome. We need to get in with Israel and have them help us build an Iron Dome. We built that motherfucker. They think we have the memory span of a head of fucking cabbage. We built that son of a bitch, and we gave it to them, and now we're going to pay them to fucking goddamn build one for us? Really? Whose fucking country is this? You're about to find out, you son of a bitch, you kite cocksucker. I understand they have a big business problem. I mean, Elon tweeted something I didn't know, that the advertising revenue is down 60%. Well, that's because people are fucking balking. They're saying, well, you fucking suck Jew ass. I ain't buying from you. And then on the other side, you got the Jews going, if you don't suck our ass, you ain't going to have a line of credit. I mean, that works good for everybody. I mean, it hurts the fucking goddamn economy, and fucking people lose their jobs. Either way, the fucking Jew wins, doesn't he? Either fucking way, the Jew wins, doesn't he? Brands are big boys and girls. They will make their own decisions. You bet they will. Damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of decision. Greenbelt said that he doesn't believe in cancel culture, but rather counsel's culture. I'm counseling you. I'm counseling you that if you don't fucking shut down this fucking business here, or this, if you don't take this product off the fucking shelf, I will fucking take your fucking line of credit, because we own your system. We own this fucking country. It's a goddamn fucking, it's the United States of Khazaria, and we are the Khazarian fucking masters here in Israel, you cheap son of a bitch and pieces of shit. But there's one fucking problem, and it is that fucking Bill of Rights. We got the right to slaughter every one of these motherfuckers. When we take them out of this country, they need to be extinct from the world. There will never be peace on this goddamn planet. You think of all the fucking war and killing. You think people really want to go out in the morning and kill one another? Because I'm here to tell you, they fucking don't. Most people just want to live a fucking decent life, get to raise kids, get to fucking enjoy life. Enjoy living under that blue sky. Enjoy this experience on this fucking earth. But no, not these misery-making motherfuckers aren't going to let you. And this ain't going to stop until you fucking stop it. So someone makes a mistake, or you help them fix it. So what we've tried to do over the years with Twitter, with YouTube, with Facebook, and all other platforms, with Reddit, with Discord, I can go on and on, is to work with them to make them those platforms better. Yeah, you're going to put up what we fucking say, bitch. Or you see how powerful we fucking are. you'll find out that those ducats you got in your pocket, we devaluate those motherfuckers because we got all the fucking gold. We got the gold and silver from the United States, from all over the fucking world. For everybody that isn't fucking, we don't have a picture of fucking a poodle. We have their fucking gold and silver. What are you going to fucking do about it, bitch? And he's, well, we're going to suck your ass. Of course, Jew. We know how it fucking works here. Excuse me. Greenbelt challenged Musk to find a single advertiser on whom we put any pressure because we're simply not doing that. I'm going to tell they put pressure on me. There goes my credit line. They can destroy your fucking life just with fucking goddamn mammon. Mammon is the Jew fucking god. It serves them, and it's their battle god. At the same time, I'm not going to stop calling out anti-Jewish hate. I hate them. Got it, buddy? Call me out, you motherfucker. I hate them for the destruction they've done, for the harm they've done, for the people they've hurt, for the fucking countries they destroyed, for the goddamn fucking wealth they've taken from my people. You pieces of fucking human shit. You're not fucking goddamn the choice. You're chosen to go down the fucking sewer is what you're chosen for. On Monday evening, Musk wrote on X that he was considering filing a defamation suit against the ADL, and if they lose the defendant's the defamation suit, we will insist that they drop the anti part of their name. Musk claimed that the ADL has in trying to destroy his platform through asserting erroneous claims that both he and X are anti-Semitic. Well, you now it's kind of weird because you got the goddamn Nazis or the Jews are Nazis and well, they were communists a while ago. And I don't think there's no fucking difference, do you? You're talking about, I think there's the international corporate mafia period is what I think. And I think it's them versus us, a little them versus a giant us, and us acting like a big fucking sissy. The ADL has posted articles on websites accusing then Twitter of continuing to host anti-Semitic threats and trops. Fuck you. You're no better than anybody else. You put your pants on one leg at a time. I don't know. Maybe you have somebody else put your fucking pants on. You pieces of shit. Let's see what else we got here in the big building. See, it's just like this shit. We have to look at it every fucking day, guys. I mean, archives threaten to withhold some evidence in Biden probe as personal Comer reveals. Now, is there anybody out there listening to me who believes that fucking Hunter Biden that's at the top of the front page on From the Trenches with those little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes, smoking fucking crack cocaine and molesting them is ever going to be called, is ever going to get so much as a fucking traffic ticket? Do you believe it? Do you believe it for one fucking second? If you do, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what you think's going to happen. I mean, how much of this shit, I mean, if this was evidence, I mean, shit, look at the things they put fucking regular folks in prison for under King Chuck's fucking administrative admiralty. I mean, people fucking serve time for something they never did, or because they smoked a fucking joint, or because they didn't do what they were told. We're back to the days of the fucking gulags, and we're heading backwards in this fucking country. We're heading backwards in this fucking world. We're going the wrong fucking way, people. I mean, every day, at least it used to be. I mean, we were born into communism. We found that out. We've learned that. We were born into fucking bondage under the 14th Amendment, which is fucking unlawful. So we weren't actually born into bondage under the supposition that we were under bondage. But we have the fucking means to break those fucking chains, rip those fucking chains loose and beat the motherfuckers, cock-sucking Jew motherfuckers that try to put them on us to death with them. We have the means. We just have to have the goddamn courage. What's it going to take? Quit being scared. Quit being afraid. You better be more afraid of what's going to fucking happen if you don't get off your goddamn ass and do something. That's what you better be afraid of. Having any fucking children? grandchildren, you better be afraid for them if you, fuck, but you'd probably throw them out front to fucking shield you, you cowardly son of a bitches. Anyways, I've had enough of this sick fucking shit, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, like I said, man, the real people here, we can look with fucking disgust. I mean, if it fucking was, everybody's thinking, you know, we're watching people eat shit. We're watching weak people eat shit. That's what they're going to show you, weak people eating shit. But sooner or later, they're going to fuck with the wrong fucking people, and it ain't going to be eating shit. It's going to be, I mean, goddamn, you can't get fucking, you know, a fucking 100 fucking people to attack at once, a town just to throw these motherfuckers out of. I mean, it's ludicrous, but how bad does it have to get before people won't take it anymore? People will endure tyranny as long as it's endurable. I don't see it as endurable at fucking all anymore. I see it as a disgust to myself that it continues. Anyways, that's, I don't know. See if you can look at yourself in the mirror, I guess. That is the word from the trenches.